Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
All right, let's move on to this now. And the global retail sector is under increasing pressure to decarbonize and do it fast. Europe is cracking down on fast fashion, food waste and ESG reporting, while South African retailers face a looser legal environment. But there is rising pressure, I think, from consumers and also new climate laws. And the message is obviously very clear. Green claims have got to be real and they've got to be measurable. Joining me now is Emily Gammon, ESG knowledge lawyer at the law firm Weber Wenzel. I want to discuss the legal and reputational risks that local retailers now face on this road to net zero. So, Emily, a very warm welcome to you. And how exposed are South African retailers these days to these global ESG regulatory trends? Are they taking it seriously enough, do you think?
Yeah, so from a South African legal perspective, I would say that the regulatory framework is very forward-looking at the moment. So in South Africa, we don't have binding legislation which retailers are needing to abide by at the moment. But that doesn't mean that South African retailers are not taking this seriously, are taking our cues from the EU specifically. So as you mentioned, there's been the introduction of legislation in the EU, which is quite all-encompassing and is slowly coming into force. And there's definitely been an uptick in, for example, sustainability-related advertising and claims in South Africa. We see a trend in retailers taking this more seriously, and I think taking the view that the European standards may eventually come to South Africa as well. And that's certainly the view that we take, that once we start to see this progress in the EU, we'll eventually start to see it in South Africa as well. So I would say that South African retailers need to take this seriously and they need to be paying attention to the regulatory developments that are happening in other parts of the world.
So in that respect, then, how should South African businesses be future-proofing their disclosures?
So I'll take the example of the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive in the EU. So that's coming into force slowly. Currently, it's the only companies in scope, those large-scale companies with more than 1,000 employees. But over the next few years, those will many more companies will be brought within that scope and eventually multinationals as well. And if you look at the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, it's got specific reporting requirements which are applicable to companies which are caught within its scope. And I would say for South African companies that are interested in that forward-looking perspective of what's happening in the EU, that's a great place to start, is just to understand what type of reporting would be required in that context. In the South African context as well, we sort of companies adopting voluntary reporting frameworks. So that's mostly in terms of the ISSB standards. The International Financial Sustainability Reporting Board has sustainability standards. And although those are not yet met in South Africa and in many parts of the world, adopting gets companies up to have a rigorous and thorough reporting framework.
And your advice is to get ahead of this as quickly as you can before this becomes mandatory?
That is generally our advice. And the reason that is that, for example, like the French Fast Fashion Act that we've seen coming into force in France now, we're seeing much more targeted legislation being adopted in other parts of the world as well. And so it makes sense for retailers to get ahead of things which might be impacting them in a very specific way down the line and to understand their specific strengths and weaknesses are within their value chain. It's also not something which happens overnight. I always say that sustainability is by its nature very slow, and the process of mapping out your supply chain, understanding where your pain points are, understanding where your climate risk and your emissions risks are, is not something which any organization can do overnight. So there's really no need to wait, because waiting will only put you on the back foot once this legislation is implemented or once you become caught in the scope of legislation due to your values.
But you've got to balance, I guess, that ticking clock with what could be a high cost to make changes.
That's absolutely true as well. And again, that's obviously something that each individual business needs to assess on their own terms. The starting point, I think, for all businesses is a clear strategy, and that strategy would map out what the highest concerns are and what the easiest things are to start with. So some companies may find that they can't make progress on something like net zero that easily, and that could be for a number of factors, but they may be able to reduce specific emissions or specific practices within their businesses, and they may also be able to make progress on other, like social policies or corporate social responsibility. So companies really just need to look across their whole value chain and understand where it's easiest for them to have an impact and where they can start making the most progress.
On a practical level then, Emily, what are the biggest compliance blind spots that you see in South Africa right now when it comes to sustainability?
So from a regulatory perspective, there's some interesting things happening. So we've recently adopted the Climate Change Act that was last year, and it's coming into force slowly in South Africa. And one of the things is that it paves the way for government to determine sectoral emission targets across gas emitting sectors and sub-sectors. And although it's in force, I think many retailers, companies may be unaware these draft sectoral emission targets have been published and that they include manufacturing and production. So that's which we will see coming into force in the next, expect things like incentive schemes and strategies to increase the use of electric vehicles, which may be a bit of a blind spot to retailers who are not aware that these types of sectoral emission targets are going to come into force and may actually implement on their internal strategies. And then another thing is also our extended responsibility regulations. This is quite a technical area, so not to go into it in too much detail, but this is where brand owners can be held accountable for the waste that's generated by their products at the end of their life cycle. And these regulations are actually in force in South Africa, and the regulators are actually starting to clamp down on this more in the last couple of years. So this is something where retailers may not have felt the impact yet, despite the regulations being in force, but they can expect to feel more impact in the coming years as well.
And just finally and quickly, what type of punishment do they face if these green claims don't hold up?
So we've seen across the world, we've seen a lot of greenwashing claims, and I think that is probably the most obvious threat. Greenwashing claims can be brought to advertising regulators, or they can be brought in through the normal court procedures. They look at where a company has made specific sustainability-related claims and then has either not held true on them or they turn out to be false or whatever the case may be. And in South Africa, we have recently had our first greenwashing. Actually seen hundreds of them over the last few years. Generally, I would say that the biggest threat of a greenwashing claim being brought against a company is mostly reputational, because these things may be settled or the penalties may not be that severe. But being dragged through the public spotlight on those types of claims has major reputational consequences. And the other thing which has been interesting in the UK specifically, some shareholders have brought claims against the companies on the basis that the share value has decreased because of greenwashing incidents. And so you can actually see a real impact on the share value of some companies, which is certainly something that companies wouldn't. Mm.
Well, if you're running a retail business, you certainly have been warned. Emily Gammon, thank you very much indeed. ESG knowledge lawyer at Weber Wenzel. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.